L'Éternel allait devant eux, le jour dans une colonne de nuée pour les guider sur leur chemin, et la nuit dans une colonne de feu pour les éclairer, afin qu'ils puissent marcher jour et nuit. God went in front of the people in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so that they may travel by day and by night. Gott zog vor den Menschen her, am Tag in einer Wolkensäule, um sie den rechten Weg zu führen, und bei Nacht in einer Feuersäule, um ihnen zu leuchten, damit sie bei Tag und bei Nacht ziehen konnten. Dear parishioners, dear friends of the Swiss Church, I am delighted to welcome you back to the audio services of the Swiss Church in London. And I would like to thank Colin, Marianne and Niccolo for sending in prayers and readings, and Peter for contributing music. I must say, I find it difficult to say anything at all these days. It's been almost a year since the coronavirus pandemic has turned our lives upside down. Although I do consider myself lucky in many ways, and I know that many of you do too, I can't ignore the underlying, nagging feeling that something is shifting and that things are going to be different, not just for now, but for a long time to come, perhaps even a lifetime. Our way of life is changing fundamentally. The way we socialize, the way we move around, our freedoms, our plans, our dreams and hopes. And my mind can't fully grasp the change yet, and I think no one can. Something has been lost. And when something is lost, it is important that we acknowledge and that we mourn our loss, to set free our inner resources for the way ahead. To be sad, even though we may feel lucky, is an important part of the process that we are all in together. Recently, I have been contemplating this Bible verse from the book of Exodus. God went in front of the people in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so that they may travel by day and by night. May God walk before you and behind you, carry you from beneath and strengthen from within, and always hold her blessing hand over you and wrap his warming presence around you. Let us pray.
Eternal God, you sent your Son to be our Redeemer, yet we did not recognize him. Your word is our guide, yet we do not hear it. Your Spirit gives us life, yet we fail to grasp it. Help us, we pray, to search our soul for your Spirit and listen to your word, so that we may rejoice in our hopeful wait for the return of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I now invite you to join in with the first hymn, Für die Heilung aller Völker. You can find the hymn sheet on the Swiss Church webpage.
Thank you. This morning's reading is from the New Testament, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, reading from verses 35 to 40. Watchfulness. Be dressed ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
I now invite you to join in with the second hymn, Bénissons Dieu, notre Roi. I just can't think anymore, I overheard a woman say the other day when I was on my run. A run that I had decided to take because I couldn't think anymore. It's like this muscle in my brain has gone all numb, she said. I know exactly what you mean, I felt like saying to her. Many of us feel numb these days. The brain feels blank, which certainly also has to do with the increased amount of screen time in our lives and the lack of direct contact with people, but perhaps also with a sense of feeling overwhelmed by it all and the uncertainty regarding the future. We are waiting for change in our own four walls, waiting for the days when we can go back to our old routines, or at least some of them. We are waiting for the days when we can be together with friends and family without having to worry that a hug may harm them. We have been waiting for quite a while now, and it is getting long. How much longer will this go on for? And will things ever be the same again? I think our current situation really helps us to step into this Bible text that we have just heard. It is also about waiting. The death of Jesus Christ has turned the world of his disciples upside down, in a similar way that our world has been turned upside down, in a relatively short amount of time and with huge consequences. The disciples had put all their hopes in Jesus. They had left behind their livelihoods and families to follow his call for a better world. But the man who was meant to be their savior died on a cross like a common thief, ridiculed and abandoned. During the Lenten season, we are preparing to mark these events at Easter. The Lenten season is a time of waiting. During his lifetime, Jesus had been preparing his friends for what was going to happen to him. He had told them that he was going to die. But he had also told them that he was going to come back and that they should be prepared for his return. Two things are important whilst waiting, he said. To always be dressed and ready for action, and to keep the light burning. Be dressed, ready for action, and keep the light burning. As we're spending most of our time at home, waiting and not seeing anyone, it can be tempting to spend our days in pajamas and shut the blinds. You might have heard of Jackie Weaver, who became famous overnight just a few weeks ago. Jackie Weaver, completely unknown before, was the facilitator of a Zoom parish council meeting that went viral as it descended into chaos. And Jackie Weaver was the person that was brought in to manage the conflict. Some of the participants gave her a really hard time, and yet she remained determined and calm throughout, for which she was much admired. A few days later, Jackie Weaver was invited as a guest on BBC Women's Hour. That's how famous she suddenly was. The host asked her for her recommendations for Zoom meetings, and her first answer was, "Never wear your pajama bottoms in a Zoom meeting. Dress properly." Getting dressed is much more than a necessity. Our clothes are an expression of our personality, and they are also a way of communicating with the world around us. Clothing doesn't have to be fancy or expensive. What is more important is that we feel ourselves in whatever we decide to wear. Getting up and getting dressed boosts our self-esteem, and we are ready for action, ready to face the world, ready to contribute to the world. And that's exactly what Jesus means when he says to his disciples, "Be dressed, ready for action." Jesus also says to his disciples, "Keep your light burning. I may come back in the middle of the night. Be ready for me." At the time when Jesus was alive, the world was, of course, much darker. The houses were lit with oil lamps, and there were no street lights, and certainly no electric switches in every room of the house. So perhaps we shouldn't take this one too literally. So please don't leave all the lights on overnight. But perhaps you have a little side lamp that you like to keep switched on. Because if we're looking at it in a more symbolic way, light makes us feel safe. Light brings clarity and warmth into our houses, and it creates a welcoming atmosphere. Keep the light burning, Jesus says. We can read that in a practical and symbolic way, but also in a spiritual way. To keep that inner light alive. To keep our passions and hopes alive. Keep that inner flame alight, even if it feels very small at times. Nurture your light with good thoughts and deeds, with prayers and hopes. Nurture your light with your faith that things are not going to stay the way they are now forever. Nurture your light with your belief in change. Something has been lost, and the losses are many. Jesus calls us to be ready for his return, the return of our lost hopes and dreams. If you are a member of the Swiss Church WhatsApp group, I would like to invite you now to send a photo of a light in your house, or maybe a little candle, a lamp, and of a piece of clothing that you are wearing today. Or you can also send this to a relative or friend to tell them that you are ready. Share with the congregation, with your friends and families, that you are ready. Let them know that you are dressed, ready to meet them, and that the light is burning in your house for their return. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, Jesus says. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, Lord, Daddy, Papa, in faith and confidence we declare you are steadfast, always the same yesterday, today and tomorrow. We thank you for this assurance and we hold on to it. We praise you and adore you. We give you the glory. Despite the lasting present situation, we do acknowledge you are Lord. Father, some of us are struggling, some are totally fed up, some of us don't understand any longer, and we miss so much not meeting in our church and seeing each other. We pray and ask we are able to draw near to you. Help us to hold on to you. Give us the courage to keep on speaking with you. We thank you for the free will you have given us. However, we pray, please keep on revealing yourself more and more and more to each one of us. We ask for your wisdom and guidance on Carla and the Consistoire on how to come out of lockdown. Show them when it's safe and wise to meet in church again, and we ask, show them the way ahead for the future. May they be aware of your presence and of your voice. Bless and protect them. We lift up people to you who are not well in any way, be it physical, emotional, spiritual. Lord of comfort, be with them, stretch your healing hand out over them. Draw close to them and to each one of us. Lord, your kingdom come, on earth as in heaven. On earth, in us and with us as in heaven. On earth, in and over the Swiss Church as in heaven. Your kingdom come, on earth as in heaven. Amen.
I now invite you to join in with the third hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. I would like everyone listening at home or reading this service to join in with the sharing of communion. If you don't have any wine or juice in the house, take some water or any kind of juice you have. Pour it in your favorite mug or glass. Take a piece of bread or a cracker or some cake and put it next to your glass on a plate. Together we will bless the wine and the bread, and we will share communion as a sign that the grace of God becomes alive through us. As I will speak the words that Jesus has spoken to the disciples when they shared the meal, you may hold up your glass to give thanks, break the bread, and hold the palms of your hands over the wine and bread for the blessing, just as you see me doing at church. Take your time to get ready, or pause the audio service if you wish. With the symbols of wine and bread in front of us, let us begin. Heureux les invités au repas du Seigneur. En partageant le vin et le pain, nous nous souvenons que nous sommes une communauté fondée sur la foi, que l'amour et l'espoir grandissent si on les partage. Wir sind alle eingeladen an Gottes Tisch. Frauen und Männer, jung und alt, reich und arm, leichtherzige und schwermütige. Brot und Wein bringen uns in Berührung mit dem, was unaussprechbar ist, und mit dem heilsamen Wirken der göttlichen Gnade. I invite you to pray and to answer with the words, and we offer them to you. God of life, who loves and embraces us in mercy and acceptance, we recognize those places in our lives where we have been hurt and rejected, and we offer them to you. We recognize those times when we have hurt and rejected others, and we offer them to you. And we recognize the ways that we have failed to believe in your forgiving power. Help us to live in the strength that comes from your never-ending love. Amen. And in a moment of silence, let us think of the times when we have been hurt and of the times when we have hurt others. In der Nacht, als Jesus verraten wurde, saß er mit seinen Freunden und Freundinnen und teilte das Mahl. Er nahm das Brot, dankte dafür, brach es, gab es seinen Jünger und Jüngerinnen und sprach: Nehmt, esst, das bin ich, für euch gegeben. Dann nahm er den Kelch, dankte, gab ihn seinen Jünger und Jüngerinnen und sprach: Nehmt, trinkt alle daraus. Das ist das Zeichen für den neuen Bund mit Gott. Tut dies zu meinem Gedächtnis, so oft ihr zusammen seid. Let us bless the bread and the wine. Gott, segne diese deine Gaben, Brot und Wein, Früchte deiner Erde und unserer Arbeit, die uns tragen von Generation zu Generation. Que le Saint-Esprit soit présent maintenant que nous partageons le vin et le pain. Par cette communion, tu renouvelles nos forces. And if you live with other people, you may now share a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Ich wünsche dir Friede. Shalom. I invite you now to take your piece of bread or your cracker or your cake. And after that, the cup with the wine or juice or water. And together we now eat the bread and we drink the wine, symbol of the presence of Jesus. Together we pray as Jesus Christ has taught us. Unser Vater im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet den Frieden in die Welt. Amen.